a message of comfort to the troubled soul, to those of you who are troubled, depressed, or generally beaten down. This letter was written by George Fox to such a soul and was copied and read to many such souls who received comfort and hope. Have a friend read this out loud to you. Perhaps it will be helpful to you also. Friend, be still and cool in your own mind and spirit from your own thoughts, and then you will feel the principle of God to turn your mind to the Lord God, from whom life comes, whereby you may receive his strength and power to allay all blusterings, storms, and tempests. That is it which works up into patience, into innocence, into soberness, into stillness, into firmness, into quietness, up to God with his power. Therefore, mind, that is the word of the Lord to you, that the authority of God you may feel, and your faith in it, to work down that which troubles you. For that is it which keeps peace and brings up the witness in you, which has been transgressed, to feel after God with his power and life, who is a God of order and peace. When you are in the transgression of the life of God in your own particular way, the mind flies up in the air, the creature is led into the night, nature goes out of its course, an old garment goes on, and an uppermost clothing. And your nature being led out of its course, it comes to be all on fire in the transgression, and that defaces the glory of the first body. Therefore be still a while from your own thoughts, searching, seeking, desires, and imaginations, and be stayed in the principle of God in you, that it may raise your mind up to God and stay it upon God, and you will find strength from him and find him to be a God at hand, a present help in the time of trouble and of need. And you being come to the principle of God, which has been transgressed, it will keep you humble, and the humble God will teach his way, which is peace, and such he does exalt. Now as the principle of God in you has been transgressed, come to it, that it may keep your mind down low to the Lord God, to deny yourself, and from your own will, that is the earthly, from which you must be kept. Then you will feel the power of God, which will bring nature into its course, and let you see the glory of the first body. There the wisdom of God will be received, which is Christ, by which all things were made and created, and you thereby preserved and ordered to God's glory. There you will come to receive and feel the physician of value, who clothes people in their right mind, by which they may serve God and do his will. For all distractions, unruliness, and confusion are in the transgression, which transgression must be brought down, before the principle of God, which has been transgressed against, is lifted up, by which the mind may be seasoned and stilled, and a right understanding of the Lord may be received, whereby his blessings enter, and are felt over all that is contrary in the power of the Lord God, which raises up the principle of God within, gives a feeling after God, and in time gives dominion. Keep in the fear of the Lord God, that is the word of the Lord to you. For all these things happen to you for your good, and for the good of those concerned for you, to make you know yourselves and your own weakness, and that you may know the Lord's strength and power, and may trust in him. Let the time past be sufficient to everyone, who in anything has been lifted up in transgression out of the power of the Lord, for he can bring down and abase the mighty, and lay them in the dust of the earth. Therefore, all keep low in his fear, so that you may receive the secrets of God and his wisdom, may know the shadow of the Almighty, and sit under it in all tempests, storms, and heats. For God is a God at hand, and the Most High rules in the children of men. This is the word of the Lord God to you all. What the light exposes and discovers, as temptations, distractions, confusions, do not look at the temptations, confusions, corruptions, but at the light which discovers them and exposes them. And with the same light you may feel over them, to receive power to stand against them. The same light which lets you see sin and transgression, will let you see the covenant of God, which blots out your sin and transgression, which gives victory and dominion over it, and brings into covenant with God. For looking down at sin, corruption, and distraction, you are swallowed up in it, but looking at the light, which discovers them, you will see over them. That will give victory, and you will find grace and strength. There is the first step to peace. That will bring salvation, and by it you may see to the beginning and the glory that was with the Father before the world began, and come to know the seed of God, which is the heir of the promise of God and of the world which has no end, and which bruises the head of the serpent, who stops people from coming to God. That you may feel the power of an endless life, the power of God which is immortal, which brings the immortal soul up to the immortal God, in whom it rejoices. So in the name and power of the Lord Jesus Christ, God Almighty strengthen you. Written in 1658 by George Fox, "No man can come to me unless the Father, who has sent me, draws him and gives him the hunger to come to me." John 6, 44. The Father draws a person by a combination of stings to wake him up and love to draw him. From the word of the Lord within, no man can come to me unless he has had a life-shattering experience. Most people go through life never needing, never seeking a lasting solution. He cannot teach us unless we are fully aware of the stings. This website's purpose is to show how to become free from sin by benefiting from the changing power of God through the cross, which leads to union with God and His kingdom.